In her program, Business Plus, Real Ideas for Real Results, Bonnie Ross Parker provides stimulating, thought-provoking, and practical ideas and strategies to give you the additional tools needed to strengthen and expand your business.
It's the win!
Brought to you by Trivani, TRIVANI.com.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Business Plus, Real Ideas for Real Results. I get pretty excited because of the wonderful women that I interview, and today is no exception. Let me tell you a little bit about Chris Kavanaugh. She is a speaker, author, and coach who specializes in helping others cultivate a CEO mindset in every area of their life so their businesses, careers, and personal lives thrive. If you have a desire to live your life on purpose so you wake up every day excited about the possibilities and maintain an unwavering belief that you will overcome any obstacles to achieve your personal and professional goals more easily and consistently, Chris would be a wonderful resource for you to connect with to make that happen. Her website is begintoshift.com, and you can learn more about her by going to stucktoceo.com, stucktoceo.com. Chris, welcome to the call.
Thanks. Looking forward to it.
Well, I'm looking forward to having you, and knowing you personally, because we both live in Atlanta, is even more exciting for me, and we have so much to cover, so you don't have to speak fast, but there's so much that I want Chris to share with you, my listeners. So to start out with, you know, I know you're an executive and life coach, and you call your company Shift, S-H-I-F-T. How about sharing why you chose that for your company name?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Well, and before I do, let me set up the description of why I did that with a quote. Albert Einstein has a wonderful quote that says, "Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results." And one of the things that I found out quite a few years ago when I started my company, most people that I know are really have developed habits and have developed ways of doing things. And over time, they don't really connect the dots that nothing is going to be different if they don't do different things or if they don't act differently. And so I pretty much figured out that a shift was absolutely essential to be able to accomplish what you want when the way you're doing things isn't working. And so the reason I call my company Shift is because I specialize in helping people shift from where they are now to where they want to be, both personally and professionally. And it involves mindset shifts, action shifts, thought shifts, just whatever needs to happen. It's about shifting the way that you approach your life, your goals, so that you can actually make them happen.
Well, I think that's pretty cool. And, you know, it's similar to what I've read called the compound effect, which is if you continue to build bad habits one on top of the other, you continue to develop bad habits. But when you continue to build positive habits, one time at another, you know, one time after the other, then the compound of that is pretty effective. And I think that's pretty much what shift is. It's shifting from maybe what you're doing.
Boy. One of the things that I find is that there are so many people out there who find success using really great skill sets at work, but they don't quite figure it out that those same exact skill sets that make them successful at work can be used at home or outside of your work environment to create the same type of success, but in different areas of your life. And so if you think about CEOs of like major corporations, and I always use Google and Coke as examples, both of those CEOs get paid seven figures to run those companies. And it's not because they're just nice guys. It's because they absolutely have the right skill sets to be able to ensure that those companies continue to move towards bigger and better success. And so the skill sets that that CEO has are things like great time management, being a visionary, which is essentially being able to look far beyond your current circumstances to what could be and create strategic plans and be able to dig in and make things happen. Great communication skills. They're great troubleshooters. They refuse to allow obstacles to stand in their way. And if they do come across an obstacle or a challenge, they don't walk away from it. They look at it. They try and figure out a way over it, under, around it. They bring other people from their support network in to help them if necessary. And if worse comes to worse, they'll try and knock it down. And if that doesn't work, then they'll evaluate, well, is this something I really want to do? And they'll either let go of it or they'll continue to move forward. But as a whole, being CEO of your entire life is just that place that you are in charge, both internally and externally. You can get up in the morning and you can handle anything that life throws at you, no matter how tragic it can be. And you have a really inner peace and confidence that you are capable of just creating the life that you want and having anything happen because you're making it happen. So that's what CEO of your life means.
Wow, and I wrote every single thing down. I mean, one after another, time management, visionary thinking, communication skills, or troubleshooters, open to challenges, look for other resources and support, evaluate and redirect, and so on. Can you give one example, maybe just one small shift that somebody can do that can mm-hmm. begin the process for themselves? Just, you know, whatever that might be, what would something be that somebody could take away and say, okay, this is what I'm going to start committing to?
Well, the first thing they need to do is really figure out what it is that they want.
Okay.
Because there's an old saying, the road you take will take you anywhere that you want, but if you don't know where you're going, you're always going to get there and you're never going to get there.
Exactly.
And it's because you don't know where you're going. So it's so important to actually clarify what it is that you want. And then once you figure that out, you have to sit down and create a plan to get there. And then there's a lot of other things that happen with that. But back to your original question, what I think anybody on this phone call could do is really take a good look at all of the challenges that they are facing today at this moment. Prioritize those challenges and pick the one that is the most important. And what I mean by important is if this challenge were addressed and taken care of, all of the other things would be easier to deal with.
Wow.
And then just create what it is that you want to have happen and start putting together a plan to make it happen. And then reach out to people around them for whatever resources they need to be able to keep moving forward.
That's great. I mean, that could be a health issue. That could be transitioning from, you know, the workplace to entrepreneurship. That can be related to parenting and being more effective as a parent. Could you share, I know you have like this five-step shift process that you use, and maybe just talk about those steps, and our listeners can just jot those down as sort of the beginning of this phase of becoming the CEO of their life.
Yeah, sure. And if we had more time, I'd go into detail, but I'm really just going to kind of hit the highlights.
Okay, great.
So essentially, most people, before they even start the shift process, they are in the spectator phase.
Okay.
And that is a phase where if you imagine, let's just say me, if you imagine me sitting on a park bench and all of a sudden you hear, meow, that's my life passing me by, okay? And for most people, you will hear, meow, wow, I wish I could spend more time with my husband. Meow, my kids are getting so big, I wish I had more time with them.
Right.
Meow, I really wish I loved my career. I really can't stand and go to work every day. And I've been trying to lose this weight and get toned and put exercise into my life for years, and I just can't figure out how to get it done. And you could continue with a thousand things. It isn't until you decide that you're tired of letting your life run you, because essentially that's what happens when you're a spectator. You are essentially letting your life run you instead of you running your life. And once you make that decision and you stand up and start doing something about it, that's when you start the shift process. And that's when you shift your perception and you connect to the possibilities of what could be. From that point, it's really important for you to shift your foundation, and that's the second shift. That's when you own who you are. You truly take a really honest look at your weaknesses and look at your strengths, and you start leveraging your strengths and figuring out how to overcome your weaknesses. The third shift is to shift your actions, utilizing your power of choice. You must decide through choice that you're actually going to have an action plan and that you're going to work the action plan. And you're going to invest whatever time, money, or resources you need to make sure that you stay on track. The fourth shift is a shifting of your expectations and staying on top of your game. And this by far is the hardest shift because the word consistency is key here. Most people that I know that start a shift, it doesn't matter what it is, they get to a point as to where it's just hard. They're tired. They don't feel like it. They've time blocked their calendar with whatever action steps they said they were going to take, and they start slacking off. Their consistency goes from, full-blown to half-speed to finally none, and then they finally let go of their goals. If you refuse to stop being consistent no matter how you feel, you're going to stay on track. And at some point, you're going to wake up and go, wow, I accomplished what I said I was going to do because I was consistent. So that's really the hardest shift, is the shifting your expectations, the fourth shift. The fifth and final shift is an internal shift. This is when you shift to becoming CEO of your entire life. This is really a place that I was talking about earlier, where you know to the core of your being that you can handle anything, that you can deal with whatever stress occurs, that you manage your stress well, that you manage your life both personally and professionally in a way that honors who you are. You start aligning your purpose and your values and what's important to you to your whole life so that you feel like you have a life instead of getting up in the morning and feel like your life is running you. And it's a place that you just trust and are confident that you can make things happen. And you do make things happen. It may take you a long time, but you make them happen. So those are the five shifts.
This is wonderful, really. I mean, there's just so much real good information. And the thing is that most of us want to be there, Chris. I don't think anyone listening to this call would in any way doubt the value of doing this. And I think it's just a matter of stepping up and making it happen. You know, when I was listening to you, I was thinking of the book, The Tipping Point. And in fact, like you said, you get to a place where you just wonder if you can keep going, which would be the plateau place or just some place where it just feels like you can't keep going, and yet that one more step, that one more day, that one more confidence can just absolutely shift you into gear. And I just think this is wonderful. I really do. And I know that there's so much more that we could cover, and I'm wondering if you would please take the last moment or two to just share how others, I mentioned it at the beginning, but it would be good to recap. How can others get in touch with you, Chris? And is there something on your website that could help them, begin this journey? If you could wrap up with that, that would be terrific.
Absolutely. If somebody is interested in becoming CEO of their entire life, I will offer up a complimentary strategy meeting, which is usually valued at about $125. But the caveat is that they have to purchase my book and journal, so that during the strategy meeting, we're on the same page. And they can purchase my book and journal at www.stuckToCEO.com. And the paperback book and journal, the audio book and journal, it doesn't really matter. Either one of those two is fine. But once I see the purchase order, just email me and say, hey, I want to set up my complimentary strategy meeting, and we'll set that up, and we'll spend 30 minutes helping you shift. So that's one way they can get a hold of me. The other is just to go to my website at www.begintoshift.com. They can see a video, they can look around, they can sign up for my newsletter, whatever.
Oh, this is great. Thank you so much. I mean, you're such an inspiration, and I know here in Atlanta, women are benefiting from you all the time, and I hope some of our listeners will really decide that today's the day. You know, winter March now, New Year's is sort of come and go. We're actually beginning almost the second quarter of the year, and I suspect that there's many who have not, you know, really achieved their goals and the things that they wanted to do, and this might be a good time for them to shift direction. So Thanks, Chris, and again, you've been listening to Business Plus, Real Ideas for Real Results. If you're ready to shift your life and become the CEO of your company, then get in touch with Chris, K-R-I-S, at begintoshift.com. Thanks, Chris, for being on the line.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it. And I coach by phone, so anybody that's listening can actually connect with me. So that'd be great.
Good. Hold on.
Brought to you by Trivani, T-R-I-V-A-N-I.com.
Let's begin. It's the win. Listen, laugh, and learn, and understand. Hopefully that you can. It's the Women's Information Network. It's the WIN.